Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. I am so delighted to have the wonderful Dr. Espen with us today. So Dr. Espen, if you don't know, is a researcher of neuroscience and quantum physics, master healer, conscious business mentor, and 4 times seven-figure soulpreneur who teaches his clients how to use the power of their own consciousness to turn obstacles into opportunities. I love that. Welcome to the show, Espen. How are you?
It's a privilege to be here. I'm excited to deliver some absolute amazing magic to your viewers and listeners today. So let's go deep and let's have some fun.
Yes. So I came on your podcast a few months ago and I just had to invite you onto mine because I loved your energy. I loved what you were about. We had such great conversation that I was like, oh, I need to find out more. But before we dive into all that goodness of all your incredible work, I would love to know, Espen, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Oh, okay. Deep one. Well, firstly, I would have to preface that I don't necessarily create or run the story that I'm spiritually awakened, as in, I don't know if it's black or white. I think there's a range of spiritual awakenings that take place over a person's, you know, lifetime. And if we can see the lesson within the experience, the universal lesson, the spiritual lesson, the healing in it, the educational piece, and move more towards love, then I think we have moved closer towards spiritual awakening. And I think that's relevant for every single person watching and listening, because we've all had challenges and traumas in our lives. And in my events, I often ask my students, you know, to raise their hand for one out of the 2 following scenarios. First, I explain scenario number 1, and we can do this now together as well, just for those of you listening and watching, kind of feel into what it is that you believe. So scenario number 1 is for you if you believe that you are only made up of flesh and bone. That means you only believe that you're physical in nature. The only thing that exists that is real is the things that we can touch and feel and see. That's scenario number 1. Scenario number 2 is for us if we believe that there's a spirit or a soul or some sort of consciousness or energy within us that is more than just the physical. And having done this with many, many tens of thousands of students across the world, 99% will raise their hand when I say scenario number 2. So in essence, the majority of your listeners and viewers, I would imagine, would believe now that there's more to us than just physical flesh and bone. So just decide for yourself now if it's 1 or 2. If it is 2, well, then listen, because this is going to go deep into the aspect of how life has happened for you all along, rather than to you. So as the soul goes through this human experience journey, I that was what was going on for me. I was born and raised in a tiny town in Norway, in Scandinavia. My brother died. I found him passed away when he was 5. I was 5 and he was only a baby. And then 2 years after, my little sister, Katinka, was born disabled. From the loss of my brother and, helping raise a disabled sister, my mother wasn't all that emotionally available. So I grew up in a household where being emotionally vulnerable wasn't safe. or at least didn't feel safe. So I suppressed those emotions. As I got older, then of course what you suppress will be expressed and it started coming up. And I'm sure many people, you know, listening or watching can relate to traumas that have happened and things coming up, universal lessons. And as such, one after the other, I had, you know, hit the pit. I got the universal lesson, the slap, the hook, the whatever you want to call it, the Mack truck. And for me, what I discovered was a philosophy that really both one, stand the test of time, and two, really has made the greatest impact on my life, which is the belief that life is happening for us, not to us. And again, if we do believe, perceive, and therefore achieve that we are a soul, if we believe that we are a soul having a human experience, then who are we to think that those challenges have not happened for us to learn, to grow, to heal, and to evolve? And since we can't change the past, we might as well change the meaning. So my path towards spiritual awakening has been taking every single thing that I've experienced in my life, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the day, the night, the dark, the light, the everything, and seeing how it has happened for me along the journey, which just moves me closer and closer to that being a state of love.
And I love how you describe it there of like, you know, you can't change the past, so you might as well change the meaning. And I think that's so empowering, because a lot of the time, you know, I hear it from people like, I definitely felt this myself where, you know, when I worked through my inner work and childhood trauma was like, why? And then, like you say, when you can't change that, we can't change what happened, but we can change that meaning. But do you feel like there was one pivotal point in your life where you thought, right, I need to change my life, I need to change my mindset? Or was it something that was always there for you from a young age?
No, it was certainly one pivotal point. I remember when I first moved to Australia and still hadn't dealt and healed my emotions and traumas of the past from childhood specifically, I was living in quite a stressful state. And I received a phone call from my mum. She said, I've been diagnosed with terminal cancer. I flew home to Norway, cared for her for a period of time. And then 8 months later, I came back. And as I say, when you take a young man with lots of energy, suppressed emotions, whole bunch of testosterone, and a lot of fear, you know, not knowing if his mother would survive or not, and you put that young man onto a motorcycle, I mean, it's a recipe for the disaster, right? So I crashed a motorcycle in 2006, a 600cc big motorcycle, and crashed and broke both my legs. And so both my femurs were snapped right off. I remember I was lying on the ground in the park with my right leg on my right shoulder. My right foot on my right shoulder. And it was just mind-boggling for me at the time how, you know, the surgeons and the people from the ambulance service would put me back together, 16 pieces of metals, you know, bolts, pins, plates, screws, you name it. And then I was in a wheelchair. What really was the challenge for me was not so much breaking my two legs and then ending up in a hospital and then in a wheelchair, but rather the infection that I got from the hospital at a later stage. So I lost 15 kilos, Emma. It was really interesting. It was a year and a half of having this hole in the side of my hip that was just spitting blood every day for a year and a half, you could imagine. And eventually the doctors just looked at me and said, you know, we got two choices. One, we have to cut your leg off. From the hip and down, and we can stop the infection, or two, if the infection spreads and it goes systemic sepsis kicks in, well, then you die. And it just wasn't an option for me. You know, it wasn't an option for me to either one, become disabled like my sister, or two, die like my brother. They weren't options. And so for the first time in my life, I had this sensation, this stillness come over me, this incredible stillness and peace and a feeling of grace. And I got a message come through from Spirit, which simply said, if it is to be, it's up to me. Because I recognized in that moment, and this is really important for people to dial into and feel into, I recognized in that moment that I had given up my power, my belief in my own ability to heal. And I've passed that on to external influences, to the doctors and the surgeons and the nurses and the hospitals and the drugs. And as I say now, as a primary healthcare physician, I say the doctor can dress the wound, but only the person can heal. It is not the doctor that does the healing. It is the person. It is you that is the doctor. This is really important to understand. There are 70 trillion cells, more or less, in your body. And each cell, hair cell, skin cell, liver cell, heart cell, brain cell, each cell does 6 trillion different things per cell per second. Times that by 70 trillion and tell me that there's not intelligence within you. That intelligence does the healing. And that's what I discovered when the doctor said, we'll cut your leg off or you'll die. That's it. And I just said, that's not an option. So I went home and I just started to follow my intuition. I think for the first time in my life, I started paying attention to my breath and doing breath work in essence, properly. Meditation, yoga, prayer, cleansing the body, detoxifying, all the things that we teach in our 3-day program now. And here I am, I've got two legs. And so it really was turning the attention back around and not looking without, not looking outside of me to the other people to heal me. As I say, you don't have to go without when you go within. So it truly was a make or break, you die or you heal kind of experience. And it showed me my purpose in life. Because if I can come from that, from a broken home with broken legs, with a broken mind, to almost break and then come back onto my feet to do what I am doing today, then firstly, most people watching and viewing are well ahead of where I was. And secondly, it goes to show through evidence that we do have the power to change our lives, to create whatever we want in our lives, including healing from the things that people say you cannot heal from. And just remember, what you believe, you will achieve, because all of your cells are listening. So I changed my belief and I changed my life.
I love that. And I love how you make it really tangible with, you know, the cells and the body, because, you know, like with law of attraction and with manifestation, we don't always include our bodies. You know, we're very much like thoughts, beliefs, the cognitive side of things, energy, spirituality, when a lot of the time we forget our physical body and we forget, like you say, our cells are listening. The body is listening too. The body stores trauma and stores all these things, and it can also heal, like you say. And I think it's just so amazing to hear your story and so inspirational, because it's such a great example of, you didn't choose that. You chose to have two legs. You have those two legs now. And it, you know, I think a lot of people listening will really feel inspired by that. So thank you for sharing that, Espen. So what is quantum physics and how can this help us manifest?
Oh, epic question. Firstly, if we can acknowledge principle number one, that there's more to us than just flesh and bone. Okay. There is some sort of field of intelligence. Okay. That's principle number one. And even if you don't believe this, science has supported this for a very long time. So in explaining quantum physics or quantum mechanics, it is looking at the overall energetic functions of the universe, how nature's function actually does exist, where it comes from, and how it works. So let me give you an example. If you go back 100 years since to 1918, there was a gentleman by the name of Max Planck, Planck, who became known as the founder of quantum theory. When he discovered a universal law that basically states that everything is connected to a field of intelligence, the universal law of oneness, if you will. Now, far from being an esoteric or spiritual conversation, which it is, in essence, this is more of a scientific conversation, because Max Planck actually won a Nobel Prize for this conversation on this topic over 100 years ago in 1918. Now, for over 100 years, scientists in metaphysics, which is the study of, you know, things that are a little bit esoteric and not the things that we cannot see and feel as much, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, energy, frequency, vibration, wave, etc., versus particle, for example, and also physics in terms of Newton's laws or Newtonian physics, all of these aspects, the different fields across the world for 100 years, they've been trying to debunk this theory. They've been trying to say that, hang on, no, we must be physical, because this is my right hand, this is my left hand. I can't put them together. I must be physical. But here it is, Emma, and this is a way for those of you listening to perhaps listen to this a couple of times, write it down, because in less than two minutes, I'm going to explain to you how you can explain more than 100 years of hardcore science to explain the science of consciousness, to explain what nature says about who and what we are. Okay, so here it goes. We understand this has been trialed and tested for 100 years, still true to this day. The name that the scientists refer to when it comes to this field is the unified field or the quantum field. Okay, we can call it consciousness, we can call it ether, we can call it God, we can call it spirit, we can call it source, many different aspects. Okay, so let's just refer to it as the quantum field for now. In essence, imagine this. You hold your hand and you put it under a microscope. Okay, you look at your hand, and it can be anything, your brain, your heart, anything physical, under a microscope, and you're going to see a thing called a molecule. Okay, so firstly, get it, see the molecule, no problem. And then the microscope is good, so you go deeper. And what we're doing now is we're going through the layers. Okay, but on the outside, we seem separate, but we know that there's something that connects us on the inside. So what does that look like? Well, you go from a molecule, you go from a molecule to an atom, okay? And then in the middle of the atom, you have a nucleus, and then you have a sub, meaning lower than subnuclear levels of nature's function. So in essence, if you put anything physical, yourself, for example, everyone listening and watching, under a microscope and you go deep enough, you are going to find scientifically trialed and tested and proven still true to this day. This has been true for over 100 years. You're going to find that we're actually made up of 99.9. And if you wish to be scientifically accurate, there's 99.9 and then eight nines. So I call it round up 99.9%. We're made up of 99.9% pure space. Okay. And this space is non-physical. And so then, you know, Einstein referred to this as spooky action at a distance. And if we understand or understand that within us there is a field of intelligence that actually is non-physical, that actually makes up 99.9% of who and what we really are, and that this field, this energy, frequency, vibration, coherence, is what holds all the different particles together, all the different pieces of the body together, then we can begin to see ourselves more as who and what we really are. So quantum physics is the study of the things that we know are there that we cannot see, and it gives to us the scientific explanation of who and what we really are, so that we, one, can begin to live a life aligned with our souls, and two, can begin to look beyond the limitations of the five senses, beyond the limitations of the three-dimensional physical human experience. We're in this world, but we're not just of this world. And if you recognize that you're connected to the Creator, to whatever created this incredible experience, then you can tap into, and let me be clear, limitless potential, because that is who and what we really are. We're literally made up of particles or wavelengths of light, if you wish to be specific.
I love that. And I never heard that explanation before. So even for me, I'm like, wow, like this is so fascinating to know the science behind it. You know, I've heard of quantum physics before. I've heard lots of people describe it, but I think that's a really tangible and practical way to understand it, because it is, you know, our physical body we're referring to. So knowing all of that then, Espen, how does that help us to manifest if we are limitless?
Oh, I remember this last conversation, Emma. This was such a great conversation, because you and I both agreed that we don't manifest what we want. You know, we talked about this a little bit, because it's all the old saying, you know, I want $1 million, I want $1 million, I want $1 million. You do not manifest what you want. If you manifested what you wanted, you wouldn't have been listening to this. You wouldn't have been setting goals, because it all would have happened. You would have had all the money, all the health, all the wealth, all the relationships, all the love and everything. So we don't manifest what we want. The difference is, and this is a great quote by the late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer. He said, you manifest what you're able to become and sustain vibrationally. So the way it works is that we vibrate at a specific level. So fear, guilt, shame, grief, sadness, anger, those lower frequency emotions, wounding, trauma, indoctrination of certain beliefs that no longer serve us. These vibrate at a low frequency, which means a low wavelength. Okay, the lower frequencies equals suffering, despair, distress, pain, disease. So if you wish to be specific, all disease and suffering is a lower vibration. Okay, this is important to kind of break it down to that level of simplicity. And higher vibration is that which we want: love, presence, certainty, joy, enthusiasm, gratitude, empowerment, love, you know, as I said, healing and whatever else. So if we take a step back and
a lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Really look at what's going on. This provides us with a method and the model to understand or understand how we can, through the connection to the higher self, the spirit, the soul, if you wish, consciously go back to the traumas, to the past, to find the issues in the tissues, to find the belief that no longer serves you, the thought that no longer serves you, the trauma of the past that you haven't fully healed and come back to love with yet, and et cetera, including what's happening in the now, and be able to turn that fear to fuel, that trauma to transformation. And this is opposite to the standard psychological concept of tell me, you know, what's wrong with you, what happened when you were 10, and let's talk about it for another 3 years because you're a victim of it. No, you're not a victim of it. If you are a spirit and a soul, and if you do realize that you cannot change it, but you can change the meaning, who are you to think that you're a victim of your history? You are a master of your destiny. If you can change the meaning, you change your life, like we talked about. So what it allows us to do, quantum physics or quantum mechanics in this essence, is to remember, potentially believe, that we are having a human experience for the sake of evolution, for the sake of coming closer to spirit or to the creator, for the sake of healing, for the sake of, you know, love and whatever else. And that then becomes a very different framework for us to work within. And let's put it this way. If the indoctrinations, the wounds, the traumas, the wounding of the past, which, as you know, 95% of the mind is primarily unconscious. We really only access a small percentage of the mind. If we could increase that level of consciousness, if we could go from 5 to 10 to 15 and so on and so forth, and we can, we know this now through neuroplasticity, we can fire and wire new pathways and learn to see the things that we want to see, the things that we want to focus on. We can go back and collapse everything. Now, Emma, this is not just in our life. This is through the entire lineage. The newest research in epigenetics now shows us, and in genetics, shows us that we are literally at least connected three generations back. So if your mother's mother had a problem back then or a belief back then, that is likely to be have passed on to you. And so what we do is we take full responsibility, because we're living in this incredible time, to heal any and all of these traumas. One, so that we can live incredible lives. Two, so we don't pass it on to our children. That's part of my hypothesis and my theory. And that's how you can use quantum science to heal and awaken, by recognizing that, well, you are powerful. So why not heal all the things that's making you sick or dragging you down?
It's so true. And, you know, when we do that inner work, it's almost shocking how quickly you then align to the version of yourself that you want to be, and also then manifest the things that you have been setting your intentions for, because you become that vibrational match. And I always say to people, as you know, Espen, I'm like, you know, inner work is the secret here. If there was anything I could say to people, like, if you're blocked with your manifesting, or you're like, oh, Emma, Espen, why is it not happening? Like, inner work, because, you know, it, from doing it myself, from seeing it with hundreds and thousands of clients over the years, it's just so important, because when we're holding on to those fears, those limiting beliefs, those traumas, you know, that is emitting into our frequency, into our vibration, which does impact the results that we have. So I love that quantum physics helps us with that too. So I love your catchphrase, Espen, of let's go quantum. I love it every time I hear you say it. But what does going quantum mean, and what are your top tips for this?
Excellent. Well, firstly, you know, as a primary healthcare physician, I've had the privilege of owning 10 multidisciplinary health clinics. So I've employed medical doctors and chiropractors and physios and osteos and people with, you know, we had our own pathology clinics, dentistry clinics, et cetera. So I've had a pretty broad range of experience in the health industry. We call it the health industry. It's not really the health industry. You don't really go to a doctor as such unless there is some sort of sickness or disease, unless that physician specifically specializes in optimizing the performance of the human frame, you know, they're proactive, et cetera. So when we do take a look underneath the hood and we say, let's go quantum, it's a catchphrase for us to be able to remember that we are 99.9% pure untapped quantum potential. And so when we did that in our clinics, we went from looking at our patients from being physical in nature, or you have a physical neck problem, you have a physical bowel problem. Well, let's just treat that physical problem with a drug or an external source, instead of actually seeing underneath the surface what is causing this problem? What is the energetic imbalance here, or the lack of equilibrium here, the lack of energy, frequency, and vibration in coherence here? That really changed the game. So when I say let's go quantum, what I'm doing is I'm reframing so that we can take what we used to do in healthcare, and I'm speaking, you know, what we used to do, and this is happening throughout the world. You know, it's a sick care industry, as we see so often. It's crazy, and it's beautiful. It's useful. I mean, for God's sakes, if I didn't get picked up by the ambulance and taken to hospital, I might not have been alive. So it's very useful, very applicable in reactive care situations. But most people don't need a reactive care doctor from day to day. They need a holistic therapist that can take their health to the next level. And that holistic therapist is themselves. But they don't often know that end or where to find solutions. So let's go quantum for me literally is a reminder to look within and to take the necessary steps. As Einstein said, there's two ways to see this field of intelligence. One is that nothing's a miracle, and two is that everything's a miracle. So it's a reminder to come back to seeing all aspects of life as a miracle, and remembering that I'm only playing so far with a small percentage of my healing potential, my abundance potential, my relationship potential, my happiness potential, and to keep on believing that anything is possible, because that is going quantum, because we literally are limitless in nature. And this is, again, also scientifically proven.
Mm, love that. Love that meaning. What a beautiful meaning to it. I didn't know that. So I was keen to ask you that question, Espen. So how do you raise your vibration, and what do you love to do on a daily basis?
The first thing to recognize with vibration, energy, frequency, and vibration, the old Nikola Tesla quote, is that, like we talked about earlier, you do manifest based on the level of vibration that you're at. So if you're having a really difficult day, a shit circumstance has taken place, you're negative, you're grumpy, for whatever reason, you know, it's fine, it happens, then you're going to vibrate at that level, you're going to attract at that level, because that's what a magnet does, it attracts, okay? So we think about it with our mind, we place the intention in the field, it's an electrical signal, if you will, it's masculine, mostly. And then you have the feminine aspect, which is the feeling. And as I said, the feeling is the healing. And the feeling, as we know through the research of the HeartMath Institute, the heart is 5,000 times more magnetically powerful than the energy field of the brain. So this allows us to see it's not 5 or 500 or 50, it's 5,000 times more powerful. And a magnet does attract. So when we understand energy, frequency, and vibration, we'll break it down, keep it real simple. On the Hawkins scale of consciousness, Dr. Hawkins, MD, PhD, psychiatry, phenomenal, wrote the book Power versus Force. Dr. Hawkins, the Hawkins scale of consciousness, certainly worth looking up, was able to quantify and provide evidence for the different frequencies, waves, movements per second of the different emotions. So the scale goes from 0 to 700. 0 on the vibrational scale is death. If there is no vibration, there is no life. All life, all living beings carry a vibration, okay? And so if we look at that from 0 to 700, neutral is at 250. So anything lower than neutral, in essence, is at lower vibration. We don't call it a negative because it's not so negative. It's more so lower than, and 250 is higher than. Now, let's say that the person on average, in the world after what we've gone through with COVID and the pandemic, there was research done in America, they were vibrating on average at 75 on the scale. To give you some context, fear is at 100. 75 is grief. Okay, so collectively, we've vibrated quite low for a while. But some of us are dedicated to keeping our vibration high because that's when we know we can manifest the things that we want and make a difference in the world, even if it's just in our immediate families, right? So when you look at energy, frequency, and vibration, firstly, you manifest at the level that you're at. So if you want to manifest the things you want, you're going to have to raise the vibration. If not, you'll be grinding and working really hard. And when it arrives in your field, you won't be able to hang on to it because it's not a vibrational match. Okay? So just let that sink in. And others will say, yeah, I got all the money and I'm really happy with the money, but they're really feeling lost and dead inside. So it's not just that we want to have one thing and maybe something else later, or maybe two and maybe forget about the rest of the six. In my method, in my model, there are eight areas of life. And we go through a scientifically proven method to firstly assess ourselves in each of the eight areas of life, which I'm happy to give to your listeners if they want to do this quiz online. The system will send you a PDF literally with the breakdown of exactly where you are in the eight areas of life. But we also use quantum science and the science of how to expand consciousness in these different areas, because if you look at it, we want to have coherence in all of those eight areas. We want to be in a beautiful relationship, have beautiful health, great thoughts, great emotions. We want to, be beautifully well off financially. We want to know our purpose, live a life by design, live the truth that we came to live, et cetera, et cetera. So in essence, I know this is a lot of words and a lot of value in a short period of time. I will try and slow down a little bit, but let's look at it this way. Energy, frequency, and vibration is what holds the structures of the physical reality together. Okay. So if you understand that, then it's really only one way to enlightenment, one way to healing, one way to empowerment, and that is to increase the energy, frequency, and vibration. When you do, the cellular tissues have to heal. It is impossible for the human biophysiology not to be affected when you raise that energy. So let's say that we're vibrating at 100 hertz. We've been stuck in fight or flight for a long time. Okay. And then you start to hang out with people that are vibrating at 200, 250, 300. It will automatically rub off on you and you will begin to come up to a higher level of vibration. So in essence, the things that we want, unless you for some reason want to stay in suffering, unless we want to stay in suffering, which I would imagine that we don't, it comes down to raising energy, frequency, and vibration. How do we do it? Number one, put yourself first. You have to recognize that you are the asset. It is not money. It is not time. It is energy, your life force, your prana, your chi. That is the asset. You are literally going to pick up everything around you in your reality. So number two is you must choose your peers and in community consciously. This is one of the things that we have, like you guys as well, a raving fan, conscious community, found my tribe, raised my vibe kind of culture. Because when I hang out with those people that inspire me, that are unapologetically honest, speak their truth, live their truth, love their truth, do what they love what they do, all of these things, I'm automatically going to be increasing my vibration because of it. And third, for me, for me, I've devoted myself to personal development. Because every time I grow, I heal, I expand, I evolve, I awaken, I heal, it has a huge effect on my life. Because you mentioned before that, how do we turn the attention back within and go quantum? What does that mean? Let's be clear. And this is scientifically proven. Everything around us that we see, that we feel, that we perceive, that we experience is a direct projection or a reflection of our own inner energy and level of consciousness. Okay. So we think we see the world as it is. We don't. We see the world as we are. So if you want to change anything, any area of life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, relationships, if you want to have impact, if you want to have meaning, if you want to have happiness, success, you can work on all the outside stuff and it will work for a while. It'll be very difficult, very hard lift, and it will work through willpower only. But when you call upon the power of unlimited potential and you start to unlock, unblock, and unleash the 99.9% of you that is ready to go, to heal, to awaken, you will be able to gain momentum unlike ever before. So it really comes down to recognizing, hey, do you want to play at your best? Do you want to have an incredible life? Then turn the attention back within, because there is potential there that is untapped and it's waiting for you to come home.
Yes. All the yeses to that, Espen. So true. I love that. So my last question to you today then is, what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
You are literally the hero that you've been waiting for. It is not random that you are born in the most incredible time in human history. It is not random that you are the first out of millions and millions of sperm to be blessed with a gift of life. It is not random that you've been blessed with the gift of a magnificent heart that beats in your chest up to 100,000 times a day. You have a unique set of values and gifts and talents and things that the world is waiting to experience. So just remember that you are so powerful, so beautiful. You're already conscious, whole, and free. You're not broken. It is simply a matter of you to come home to who you are, be the best that you can be, and shine your light, because you're literally made up of stardust and the world is waiting for you to be a shining star. So trust yourself, believe in yourself, and live the best life that you can live. And you will never, ever, ever again forget that you are the hero that you've been waiting for.
Love that. Amazing. Thank you so much, Espen, for sharing that and all your pearls of wisdom today. So where can my lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Awesome. Go to dresp.com, dresp.com for November.com, and check out the Quantum Experience. We do a one-day Quantum Experience virtual. We just unlock a lot of the stuff that we've talked about. We do a very powerful breath work. And this is the thing as well, with the breath work, in under 22 minutes, 85% of our students have a full-on awakening spiritual healing type experience. So more than welcome to come and join us for that virtual experience and have the breathwork experience as well. And thank you to the listeners out there. You know, if you're listening to this, as I said, it's not random. You know, you are most likely going to be carrying the light in the times ahead. So when you charge up your battery, when you put yourself first, when you remember that you're here for a reason, you give yourself permission to shine, and you again can't pour from an empty cup. So be able and take responsibility for your energy, give to yourself first, and then go and shine your light, because it's so important right now to live incredible lives and to, from that aspect, then go out and give to the world. We're here to change the world. We carry a strong light, and I think we're all here to share the light. And I'm grateful to have been here with you all today and for the light to continue to be shared.
Love that. Amazing. And I'll put a clickable link to Espen's work in the description below, so you have an easy, accessible link too. But thank you so much for coming on, Espen. It's been an honor as always to chat with you today, and I've taken away so much. So I'm sure everybody listening has made lots of notes as well. Thank you so much.
You are the bomb. Thanks so much. God bless, and continue to shine.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining us today. I really hope you have enjoyed Dr. Espen and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Espen's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.